It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, we back. Back in your ear, crystal clear. You already know what it is.
Yes, sir.
You know? Yeah. Fresh off the holiday, you know? White Juneteenth, you know? But we here. We kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully y'all put something on the grill. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man. I never heard that shit right there. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. White Juneteenth. That's what I'm coining it. That was the old.
That's all you right there, boy.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. I like that.
You know, when a nigga got a good one, you got to let him know, man. God damn.
Good looking out, brother. I appreciate that.
That could stick. That right there could stick. You need to put that on Twitter tomorrow. Well, you need to put that on Twitter.
Bet. Nah, that's on the way. That's up now. But anyway. Shit, man, what's good with you?
Oh, man, just trying to be a black man surviving through, you know, Independence Weekend or whatever the fuck they wanted to call it. Shit, you know, somewhere struck between I want a grill and then I don't want to be no motherfucking patriot.
Right.
So, you know, the typical black experience in America. You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a whole lot of conflicted emotions in the history of this place. You know what I'm saying? You try not to think about it, but, you know, if you got any type of wits in your head, you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely conflict. A lot of compartmentalization. Try to carve out your own shit for you, you know what I mean? Yes. It's a mind fuck here in these damn United States of America, fake United.
Then they'll try to, you know, if you say that, then they'll try to be like, you anti-American. But how you gonna be anti-American? Mm-hmm. You ain't nothing else but this shit, you know what I'm saying? So you are American. It's just some of the shit, you know, when you throw it out, it reflects back on you like, man, shit, I don't know, brother. So you do the best you can with what you can. And I'm going to put something on the grill and keep it moving.
You know what I'm saying? I dig it. Yeah. That's what it is. You know, I'm forcing the segue. Speaking of some shit that we wasn't speaking of, but talking about the grill and enjoying the holiday and shit and extension enjoying this summer, I got a new little elixir that sounds crazier than it is, but I came across it and I'm already defensive about what it is, but it's like a little fresca. You take some red wine and you mix that shit with some Sprite and put it on ice with a little lemon on that shit. That shit is fire.
Where you learned that?
I found out about it. The Times, I follow them on, you know, on the gram, and then they posted the recipe. It's called, I'm gonna tell you right now, it's called Tinto de Verano. So I guess it's a thing that goes on in Spain, you know, Verano meaning summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess tint of the summer or whatever, but it's nice little crisp situation. I was at a New York Comedy Club last night, and I asked the bartender to put one of them joints together because I was curious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, again, like, it sounds so, you know, basic or whatever. Sound like some bullshit. So I was kind of, you know, I was defensive. Like, it was in the New York Times, you know, like, I got to validate the shit. And he's like, man, I don't give a fuck. He made the shit. He was kind of cool with it. He was like, oh, that sounds like a fresca. He made the shit. And that shit is nice. It's crisp, but it give you a nice little buzz, too. That shit, yeah, y'all check that out. Check out that old Tinto de Verano.
Yeah.
And get back to me. That, yeah, nah, something that's for the summer.
That's something for the summer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm looking it up now. You know what I'm saying? I guess mm-hmm. it's literally summer red. You know, man, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. It's a cold wine-based drink popular in Spain. It is similar to sangria and is typically made up of one part table red wine, one part soda, usually lemonade. Traditional brands of soda, Gaiso, La Cabeza, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, some shit you can't get in
America.
Yeah.
Can be replicated by mixing Sprite or 7-Up with carbonated water. Right.
Exactly.
The drink is served over ice, often with a slice of lemon or orange. Okay. Sometimes rum is added to the drink.
Sometimes who?
Rum is sometimes added.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. I might try that. Rum again. Okay, that turns into a whole different party.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I might see it about that.
It's a whole thing out here. Who knew?
Yeah, it's a vibe. I might tell you another one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Okay. What you about to say?
No, shit. Go ahead. Goddamn D. Lemon.
Now, this shout out to Chill Moody. Yeah, shout out to Chill Moody. This ain't really, two shout outs to Chill Moody, because this ain't really a summer drink. But, shout out to Chill Moody, because I definitely copped the Nice Things IPA last time I was in Philly doing shows and shit. And that shit is fire. So if you can find that out there in Philly, they got like four packs or whatever. Sure. And there's a spot actually out. Where's Kobe from again? What's that? Lower Merion. There's a beer spot out in Lower Merion that sells single cans if they still there. So if you want to just, you know what I mean, get a few or get, you know, one to check it out. But on the West Philly 3, him and West Manchild did, he had a record where he had a little line where he was like, mezcal and an orange slice. And ever since then, I was like, yo, I'm going to try that mezcal with an orange slice next time I'm around some mezcal. So by last week, I was kicking it with one man, Dave Hellum. Shout out to Dave Hellum, real funny comedian out of Chicago. He was in town, or he's still in town. We was kicking it. And he was drinking some mezcal at the bar. I was like, all right, fuck it, let me get a mezcal. And I told the guy, I said, throw a little orange slice in there. And that shit was all right. I don't know if the orange slice did anything just outside of the aesthetic, to be totally honest with you, but that mezcal was smoky and good. Vita mezcal. Vita, you get that shit anyway. Look at me, I don't know what. Now, okay, go ahead.
Like, you know, sometimes, you know, some of these things are for decoration, but.
Right.
The orange slice in a Hefeweizen beer.
Yes.
Is a thing. That shit turning into whole nother thing. And now, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying this shit like I learned some fancy shit or something. But I learned that shit at a goddamn Grand Lux in LA. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, regular big box restaurant. I'm at the bar. Trying to find a beer. He was like, man, it's summer, man. You should try this Hefeweizen, whatever. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Then he brought it, put the orange slice in it. He was like, but you got to have the orange. And he squeezed the bitch in there. I'm like, okay, now that was extra.
Right.
But then when I tasted it, I'm like, oh, shit. That shit was like a bright, sunny day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
okay. So.
Yeah, that the Blue Moon. Shout out to the Wheat Beers. The Wheat Beers had a moment. They kind of got shut down by the IPAs. But the Wheat Beers, it was a little moment. Especially they put your shit in that little tall ass beer glass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A little tall shit look like an ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
That shit really, like your point, it feel like a summer day. It really feel like, okay, yeah, this going to be fun. And, yeah, man, I don't see the Wheat Beers being celebrated as much. Yeah, but shout out to all of them, Hefeweizen.
You know, beer.
Oh, Garden.
You know, beers, it's a lot of different beers, a lot of different. You know what I'm saying? Beers ain't like everybody ain't making their own craft vodka and putting it in the bar. But it's a lot of craft beers that come from a lot of different breweries. So there's so many fucking options. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where to start. You don't know where to end. You know what I mean? You don't know what I don't know what's wheat, what's fucking barley. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Does the shit taste good? Do it get me, you know what I'm saying? Do it give me a little buzz or some shit? So, you know, man, I haven't studied enough to know the differences between the things. I just know what I like. And that's it. I mean, I shop for beer like damn near like I shop for wine. Shit. I kind of know what I like with wine, but with wine, shit, once you know which kind you like, which regions you fuck with, after that, nigga, you just really shopping for the label. Like, okay, that look cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, like record shopping. That's how I feel.
Exactly. Yeah. He digging through the crates. Okay, that's cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, label look fire. I'm going to fuck with this label. It's a cool looking.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And that's what it be. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I know the types of shit I like. I know the regions. I know I like a Malbec or a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Multi Pucciano or some shit. You know. And those have those regions, but everybody don't make a good one. So you just really like, all right, give me that one. And you find until you find the one you like at the store. Because the next store ain't going to have the same shit as the last store.
Right. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Just get it. Yeah. Yeah. That's the crazy part. It might be a one and done. That's the crazy shit, too. Sometimes these wines get discontinued. These beers get discontinued. And you like, damn. That was my
Shit
then got shell.
It was, and it don't even have to be discontinued. It could just be discontinued at your store. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
It was this blend wine, Syrah and something else, and it was called Los Dos. That shit was like a good every. You know what I'm saying? Like when you just want to win on a Friday night, Los Dos. Came through.
Ghost?
You know, Los Dos. L-O-S-D-O-S.
Oh. Okay.
And then they stopped selling it at the wine spot around the way because it was only at one in the store. I'm like, damn, what the fuck going on with the Los Dos? So I looked it up. Them niggas had done changed the label. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So now I'm like, wait a minute. I bought into that label. Now I'm second guessing, do I really like this shit or not? Because the label is different now. And the label don't match up. It's not something I would have picked up off the shelf if I saw the new label. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The old label looked cool, like some 1960s graphics. The new label is some old modern wispy shit. I'm like, man, I don't know. Even though I like the
killed
wine.
The whole vibe.
Right.
Right, right.
And I already like the wine. Though when that,
yeah. No, I dig it. I'm digging. All right, I'm looking at it.
Los Dos.
I think I'm looking at it. It's a few. Yeah, send me the link to the label.
All right, listen, man. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Los Dos. Yeah, Los Dos Red. Ron from Spain. They got a whole wispy ass looking. This shit don't even look like the shit. I know.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's a Syrah. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm gonna send it to you, but the people can't see this shit.
Okay,
so
yeah, send it to me. On the blend tip, you know, I do fuck with this shit, Cooper and Thief.
Oh, really?
Red blend. That shit nice. It's chill. I like it. It's consistent. It's a good situation. Yeah. Started fucking with that. I seen every so often I watch the GQ Essentials. You ever watch the GQ Essentials, the little YouTube shit that they do?
Mm-mm.
You ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
It's this thing on YouTube where they just have various people come in and they ask them what their top 10 essentials are. And it could be anything, you know, type of wine you drink, you know, what you know, maybe certain people that's on the road, maybe they got a video game system, some boots that they wear, whatever, necklace they always wear, all of that shit. It could go anything. And it's all types of people. It's been around for a while. My only pet peeve with this shit, and I'm glad I got a platform to talk about this shit. But I always feel like video-wise, what kills me is before they get into it, they show all 10 things before the person starts talking about the 10 things.
Mm.
That fucks me up. It's on some spoiler shit. It's like I'd rather be invested in each item. You know what I'm saying? Rather than to show all the fucking items before they even start talking. Because now I could size it up. I'd be like, oh, I ain't interested in that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? You might have lost me as a viewer.
Right.
And that's been some shit that's been like peeving me for a while. I've been wanting to say it. But anyway.
Well, you know, that's so probably some branded content shit. You know what I'm saying? They probably sold in the spot. So they, you know, The people want to make sure that they're seen in the first 8 seconds before people tune out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's probably like
makes
that.
Sense.
You know what I mean?
Damn. Yeah, damn. You done resolve the whole shit that fast. Yeah, I can dig it.
You know, when you're dealing with brands, nigga, that's always counterintuitive to what a motherfucker want. You know what I'm saying? A brand just want people to see their shit up front.
Right.
And people will be like, man, shit, I don't give a fuck. I want to hear what the person got to say about these shits.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Got it. That makes a lot more sense. That makes a lot more sense. I guess, GQ, you don't have to get in touch with me. We've got that settled. But, yeah, they had the cat Lamorne Morris, who was on the New Girl or something like that. He's a comic actor. Funny, I think he's a stand-up, too. But he was the one saying, yo, during COVID, I found this red wine. That shit was so crazy. I started sending it to my peoples and all of that shit. I was like, let me see that shit I ain't. And that shit was all right. That's one of my little go-tos. That was one of my go-tos. You know, I'm no gatekeeper. I'm here to, you know, spread the word. You know what I'm saying? I just hope the shit don't get hard to find or get more expensive. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, being at this platform is so massive. You know what I mean? It's us and Rogan, you know. But anyway, yeah, Cooper and Thief. Check it out.
Word. Cooper and Thief?
Yeah. Cooper and Thief, yeah. Let me know what it is. It's like, I guess it's like bourbon barreled red blend shit. I mean, all of that shit is whatever, but the shit is solid. This is a decent price point. The shit is solid. You let me know what you think. You know,
bourbon and the red wine.
It's cured in a bourbon barrel.
Okay, bourbon.
Yeah, Cooper which is sound like marketing.
Barrel aged red blend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they ain't aging it that often.
Or it's 2019.
We just gonna put it in a bourbon barrel.
You right.
Get some of those
and that
might
have come
notes.
From some push come to shove shit that turned it to marketing.
Yeah.
And we ain't got no barrels for the wine. You fucking put it in the Maker's Mark shit.
Yeah.
You think so? Yeah, fucking. Should we tell them? Yeah, fuck it.
Niggas came up. Make their name niggas off came up on some barrels. You know what I'm saying? On the low.
You know what I'm saying?
Whiskey, bourbon distiller going out of business ass shit. Like, shit, we got motherfucking 300 barrels over here. You can get them for $200. Mm-hmm. Shit. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
This shit going to go from a wine to a blend, bitch.
Right. And then all it takes is a motherfucker to flip it. That is the craziest thing about all of this. Just how you just talk, just that whole scheme of it all. The romantic notion that it was, you know, well, we looked for bourbon barrels that were crafted by the such and such. Like, it just felt like it was such a deliberate choice. But the reality of the situation is the shit was probably some clearance barrels. Shit, you know what I mean? But we gonna flip it. We gonna recontextualize all of that shit.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna buy into this mythology.
Yeah, the best shit in life come like that. That's how bass music was invented. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It was like some niggas in a bad deal living in California and shit. Made a song that shouted out Luke Skywalker that everybody loved, did a dance to. Then he like, shit, the next dance came up called Throw the D. It was a little nasty little dance. He was like, hey, man, why don't you broke niggas on this fucked up ass label come out here and record this song for me? Your last song you did real good with us. They like, shit, fuck it. We ain't got shit else to do. That's the clearance. Came out.
Mm-hmm. We ain't got nothing else to do.
You know what I'm saying? Came out. Made the song to fit the dance, mixed all the nasty comedians in with it. Voila, you got bass music, booty music, nasty booty music. Just based off the fact that, shit, they was just trying to retrofit the song into the dance. And they did a great job and changed the world.
That was a 1-minute audio documentary on bass music by Miami historian Ali Muhammad. You know what I like most about that shit? If it does go video, it's just the Chiron of just niggas in a bad deal. just four niggas on the couch. They don't even say their names. It's just niggas in a bad deal.
Man,
and they like, listen. Yeah, so
they had a song. Fucked up. They had a song that nobody played but Miami. You know what I'm saying? And I could dig it when I was rapping. You know what I'm saying? I had a song that these country towns in Florida really loved. And my nigga from Valdosta, Georgia, he was a dope-ass DJ. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, you got to come.
His DJ name, shout him out.
Nigga, now you got me on the spot because they got down. I was trying DJ to remember Valdosta. That as I was saying it. No, this is my dog. DJ Killer Groove. DJ Killer Groove. DJ Killer Groove.
DJ Killer Groove. Shout out to that man.
That nigga was one of the nicest DJs that I know. You know what I'm saying? That I say rock a party. You know what I'm saying? Make a mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
What was your rap name at that time, too? Shout that out, too.
Oh, man, it was True.
For the people.
True Pockets. Be real about what you do, get paid for it, too. You know what I'm talking about? Player True. It is. You know what I'm saying? It's the 90s, y'all. But then I got self-conscious because everybody kept saying Two Pockets.
it was too close to infringement. Yeah.
Any old way. We had this song called a Hey Hey. It was a bass song. And I ain't really like to do bass. But I did one.
Why not?
Because it was just like simple. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know when you be in your head, you be like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a rapper. Yep. I know I can spit. But then, you know, you from Miami and, you know, everybody wanna dance. So I threw one dance record on there to just see how it would go. But that wasn't really my shit. But in these country towns, they love that shit. And I should have stuck. If I would have stuck with that, I probably would have been successful as a label. But you know what I'm saying, I'm in my own head like, nah, niggas don't know that. But DJ Killer Groove, this nigga is the only nigga I ever seen have a party rocking from the time the doors open till they shut that bitch down. I'm talking about people walked in the club, went straight to the dance floor, was dancing. I was like, damn, this shit crazy. And he was like, man, they love your song out here, man. You got to come out here. And I told this story before this part when I went out there. He was like, yeah, my nigga from Dade County. And then I walked out there and they was like, and I had on a polo. You know what I'm saying? I had braids, but I had on a polo, leather polo jacket and a polo. I'm thinking I'm fresh. But I ain't prototypically Miami.
Yeah.
So when I walked out there, I heard somebody.
Like the photo.
I walked out there, somebody in the crowd was like, that nigga ain't from no Miami. That shit stuck in my brain, but I was like, nigga, you just don't know. But anyway, we rocked that shit. They loved it. You know what I'm saying? I was just tearing up these little country towns, and had I been smart, I would have just kept doing that. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't smart. I was too smart for my own good, thinking that, you know, I got to do it the way I want to do it. But I should have went with the market. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
see, that's how these people, they got them fucking barrels from that goddamn bourbon distributor and was like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. We just going to make a bourbon blend on their ass. Me, I'm avoiding it. I got these bourbon ass things trying to sell that shit as, you know what I'm saying, a straight wine, and people are like, hey, this shit tastes a little smoky.
Right.
So that's a lesson, man. If the market is going with what you got, man, even if it ain't what you think is your best, go with that shit and get to it. Because you can always switch later, but you can't never get a market if you don't have it. So go get your market, man. Find them people that love your shit. And just ride with it. That's what Trump did. Shit, that nigga just rode with it. That nigga ain't no hillbilly, redneck, leaning motherfucker in his real life. That nigga don't even know no rednecks, no hillbillies, or no poor white people. You know what I'm saying? He don't give a fuck.
Nah, you got to give the people what they want. Yeah. That's what they want? All right, fuck it.
All right, sell to the masses, live with the classes.
Yeah. That's the thing. And it's so if you're quick to do it sooner than later, because we've talked about this shit a bunch of times, but you know, like the allure of being the purest artist, you know, that artist that is about the art and it's not about the business. And mm-hmm. I would never sell my soul. I bleed on the page. All of that shit that have you broke than a motherfucker. Nobody even want to hear them deep ass thoughts. They don't want to hear that shit if you ain't got no money to show for it.
Nah.
It's, it reminds me of what Pharrell told Tyler, who I think Jimmy Iovine told Pharrell.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was like, yo, man, you ever make house music? And Tyler was like, you know, nah, you know, I make our future type shit. He was like, no, I mean house music, music that'll buy you a house. Some shit that's a little broader, big hooks and all of this shit. I was like, oh shit, nigga, that's fly. House music.
Yeah.
All night long. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, we get in our own way. I know I do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna speak for everybody.
Yeah,
I know
man.
People out here getting to
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I get in my own way. I used to. Where it'd be like, man, nah, it gotta be right. It gotta be like this. It gotta be like that.
Yeah.
And you just be missing the whole point. You know what I'm saying? The whole point is that people are out there looking for things. They are spending money on things. And you know what I'm saying? And there are people that'll buy all your shit, all your good ideas that you don't think are good ideas. But you just stuck on this one. And you ain't tried the other ones to let them see if they could even work. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was, that was just, you know what I'm saying? It's the whole shit. It's like, bang, will this shit even work? All that old rap, rappity-dap shit I was talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest viral shit I got
miracle.
In music is a fucking dance-ass, booty-shake-ass song.
The hey hey, you should insert. You still got the hey hey somewhere. You should put that shit in the middle of this pod. Or the,
I ain't got it that close. So I got to find it.
Oh okay. Right.
Don't start to. I mean, I got the hey hey, the hey hey, which was to you know what I'm saying in the grand scheme of things, even that I thought was dope because it was a shot. Mm-hmm. It was a nod to ghetto style DJs, right? And the Pac Jam. So, but it was going through all of the bass moments in the lyrics. But, you know what I'm saying? If you weren't really listening, you just hear the dances and shit. And so, the Hey Hey, they used to call the Pac Jam the Hey Hey. Because when the shit get to jumping, everybody be in that bitch like, hey, 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 hey. You know what I'm saying? Jumping up and down, doing the Hey Hey. So, I was just giving a nod to that. Because that's how, you know, you want a party to jump where everybody jumping up and down, talking about Hey, 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 Hey. So that's what that was all about. It was, you know, it was good. You know what I'm saying? It just was like, nah, I ain't. It just seemed like too easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's too like, expected.
Yeah, that's what that's what everybody expect. You wanna be the special one and shit. Nigga.
Right.
Get to it, man.
Change the game.
Get to the fucking audience, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Get an audience, change the game later.
Yeah.
You can't change the game with no audience.
You can't change the game with no fucking income to distribute these fucking records.
Yeah, nah. You can't even change your mind when you ain't got no money.
You can't change shit, nigga. The world is changing on you. Nigga, like, nigga, please.
Exactly, nigga. You are at odds with the universe.
What the fuck is wrong with you, shit nigga? I gave you the gift, nigga.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, nigga? I can't give you shit. That's the worst. Get the universe upset at you. I done gave you an alley-oop, clown ass nigga. Put it right by the basket. Oh man, shit.
We had a good time in them country towns, though, man. We went to
that's what it like, is.
We had this famous show in Panama City, which is like a beach town. Mm-hmm. So they had this club. It was a black dude owned it. This shit was nice. We rocked that bitch, you know what I'm saying? But my partner who was with me, he turned into Michael Jackson on me. And he just an ad-lib nigga. He ain't even, you know what I'm saying? He ain't spit no verses or nothing. And he one of them niggas who wasn't really, he ain't believing the shit in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? He be out there passing out flyers. That nigga be like, oh shit, all right, nigga, go ahead. I'm going in the club. He'll leave you in the parking lot. But we got to this particular show. And the nigga, you know what I'm saying, I guess he had elevated himself to, you know, superstar status. And so we in the green room. He like, damn, they ain't give us no chicken or nothing, my nigga. Like, I was like, man, they gonna bring it after we get off. Then said it's all good. So after we get off, the nigga is roaming around through the club and stumbled upon the kitchen where they had like some wings and all that shit that they was, you know, had packaged up in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. So he went in the refrigerator and started eating the wings. And so the employees was on his ass. Like, one, you know what I'm saying? One of the kitchen workers came in that was on his ass. And then
he fried them?
No, they was already done. They was already wrapped up. They was okay. Like in an aluminum pan. And so,
okay.
So he took liberties and pulled the pan out, put it on the counter, and started making himself a plate. And yeah, so
he's doing a lot.
So the kitchen workers was on his motherfucking ass, like they was about to beat him. So
right,
somebody ran down and came and got me, like, yo, your boy down there in the kitchen fucking up. I'm like, what? So we go down there, like, nigga, what is he doing? Man, they supposed to have food for us, man. I'm like, nigga, he told us they was gonna have it for us after it was done. You know what I'm saying? Like, come mm-hmm. on, nigga, what the fuck? So I had to, you know what I'm saying, work the whole situation out. Now I said, it's all good. The nigga ain't mean no harm. They sent that nigga back to the green room, and they figured out, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, they made our little portion of it. But what he was doing, he was eating out of the workers' portion. You know what I'm saying? Like okay. the little piece they okay. saved for themselves for after the club.
Family at time.
Yeah, this nigga, family meal. Eating off they shit. Like, he motherfucking, right. you know what I'm saying, Master P or something, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, he working. Nigga. He ain't working like we working, motherfucker. You fucking with all wings.
First of all, nigga, we barely up in this wage. Bitch, you know what I'm saying? We might have got paid, you know what I'm saying, $2,000 or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, we could go get some food, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man, that shit
that's
was crazy.
That's not a bad payday for back then either.
Yeah, back then, nigga, we was tearing up them little country towns, man. That shit was, in yeah. hindsight, a nigga could have made a whole life out of that shit. But I guess that wasn't what I was supposed to be.
Yeah. Damn. How was your shit moving? How were you working your record back then?
TJ's DJs.
Oh, okay. Shout out to TJ. So
TJ went to Found with us. He stayed next to door to D in the dorm. My homeboy D. Mm-hmm. TJ lived right next mm-hmm. door to him from Detroit. And so
mm-hmm.
when we was doing a TV show, TJ started his record club, his record pool. So he basically broke down, you know, how many records I needed to print to be able to service the pool and da 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 all that. And TJ serviced a lot of the pools in Florida and the South, you know what I'm saying? Georgia, Alabama, mm-hmm. Mississippi. So
right.
So basically when I got my records, I sent them straight to TJ. TJ mm-hmm. sent them out to all the DJs. And then, you know, whoever take to it, they'll start playing it. You know what I'm saying? And the Hey Hey was right. the one song that all the little DJs in these small towns would start playing. Even though that wasn't my single, I was like, damn, nigga, that's the Hey Hey. Okay. Right. You know what I'm saying? But they liked it. It was club music. That's mm-hmm. the thing I understand was that, you know, when you make music, you got to make it for an audience. You can't just make some shit you want to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Unless you know where that audience is, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you know what I mean? And what I understand is the music that I thought was the music I should have been making, it didn't have no fucking platform. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you couldn't play it at the fucking jam in the streets. You couldn't play it in the club. You know what I'm saying? You obviously right. ain't got enough money to put it on the radio and promote it.
Right.
So now you're stuck with no fucking audience. You know what I'm saying? Only nigga played my shit just cuz was Uncle Al. That nigga would play. He'll play your shit. Uncle Al played my shit like on underground radio. But
okay.
But it was two things. I didn't know where they was gonna play it, and then I didn't know uh-huh. where I was gonna sell it. Right. All I knew is I wanted to make some records. I made them. I printed them. And I'm thinking in the trunk, yeah. but goddamn, you could only be one place at one time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This ain't the internet mm-hmm. era. You had to physically be where your fucking music was at. Unless you were smart
right.
and you planned the shit out and had distribution, even if it was your own distribution, which means how you gonna get it to the stores where people actually pay for this shit. So I didn't have that mapped out. I just had a room full of fucking records and tapes, and I'm trying to put them in the trunk every day. And on a great day, you might sell 200 of them motherfuckers hand to hand. And then you come mm-hmm. home, and this motherfucker 4,800 of them bitches looking at your ass. So,
yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? The best thing is to know where your shit is going and know who your audience mm-hmm. is. And I was rejecting the audience that was accepting my shit.
Right, right. You wasn't responding mm-hmm. to that, mm-hmm. to the feedback.
I'm flying in that. God damn, I ain't finna be Splack right. Pack or nothing. Like Splack Pack was a bad right. thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, nigga, if you was an independent Splack Pack, nigga, you would have been rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Independent Whoop Dad is or goddamn uh-huh. any of them bass songs, nigga.
It's so easy to get high and mighty out the gate. There's nothing to stand on, but you high and mighty. Yeah,
but that's how artists are.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. It is the funniest shit.
It goes high.
Looking down your nose at everything.
Yeah. Nah, nigga, never. That ain't me, nigga. Shit.
Right.
Nigga. That's what had me out there in a polo singing some Miami music.
Right.
Nigga, you better put that goddamn Dolphins jersey on and shut the fuck up.
Right, right. Look the part, nigga. What's going on?
The very next show, nigga. Guess what I had on? Motherfucking Dolphins jersey, nigga.
Fucking Dan Marino in the flesh. Oh, shit. That's funny as hell. That's that Jay-Z shit. Jay-Z will put on whatever. What city we in? I bet. Nigga, go get me a Chiefs jersey.
Mm-hmm.
We got a show at 7. Oh, man.
Yeah,
man. I get it cracking.
What's up?
Oh, shit. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Speaking of being able to place you, shout out to the people that wear name tags, man.
What you mean?
Know, I appreciate the name tags. Just name tag
people like a that conference are like, or something?
Yeah, conference, working at a club, at a bar, all of that. Like,
oh,
you meet so many. Like, I just had this thought because I was at a few clubs this weekend, and I'm not going to name any of them for fear of, incriminating. But you work with so many people in frequent manner that sometimes the speed of the relationship will go so fast that you feel like, damn, I should have really remembered the name 3 exits ago. But we so far down the road of this relationship that it might seem a little awkward to try to go get that information again.
Right.
So sometimes it's just like, my mans. You know what I'm saying? Hey, good to see you. You know, you got to be real enthusiastic in it. Okay, I see you. Hey, what up? You good? You know, one of those real, real ambiguous, but, with a lot of conviction. But then I go to these other places, and people are wearing name tags.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful because then you could, it sets the tone for intimacy, whether it's real or fake. You can just look at the, what's going on, Harley? How you doing? Good to see you. Hey, listen, could I get da-da-da-da? Thanks again, Harley. You know what I mean? You're saying the name, you're getting the name off, and you don't feel no type of way. And I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that because sometimes I feel a pang of guilt when I'm in a moment where, this person has said my name maybe 3 times in this conversation and I really want to know their name. But I just feel like sometimes I'll be like, yo, what's your name again? I've done that mm-hmm. a couple times. I actually had that happen here in the elevator in my building. One of the, this one cat that I speak to, this black dude, I'll be chopping it up with just off the strength of solidarity. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then one day he was like, yo, what's your name? I told him my name. I said, what's your name? He told me his name and shit. And I cannot remember this man's name. And I'll be, I'm going to get it again. I'm going to say it one more time because it might not be the biggest deal. One more time, man. What's your name again? Okay, got it. I'm at the point now. I guess I'm trained. I don't get dementia or nothing like that. But I'll be training for the shit. Like, I'll put motherfuckers' names in the notes app based on location. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I just credits and thing. Okay, such and such. Da, 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 da. I bet that name is Roger.
Roger.
You know what I mean, I read that shit. Like, I'm campaigning. I say that shit 11 times. Like, like I just read a Dale Carnegie book. Roger, how you been? Roger, Roger. Everything good? Roger. Okay, Roger. Well, listen. I just wanted to say, Roger. Just wanted to let you know that you know Roger. I know who you are. And anyway, Roger, that's about the end of this conversation. It's just a little bit of small talk. But one thing I tell you, Roger, you're a hell of a listener. And I'm so glad to see you, Roger. You take it easy. All right? Roger that. Anyway, I don't know, man. But shit, that's
crazy.
Shit, man. What's good with you, man? What's going on? How you feeling? What you been up to?
Oh, man, shit, I'm feeling great. I've been working. We shot a season's worth of Demetrius Obelor's Stop in Traffic. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we knocked that out last week, and now we in post to get them done. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we put it to the world and it's well received. Shout out to the team, you know what I'm saying, came together and really grinded it out over, you know what I'm saying, a strong 5 days. You know, even though, you know, it was a lot of prep, but, you know, the action, 5 days strong, you know what I mean, knocking these things out. And shout out to Demetria for holding it down, being a trooper. You know what I'm saying? Having the stamina to bang, you know what I mean? That's the you know, sometimes when you in this thing, man, you know, everybody don't want to bang and just get it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
People want to, you know, it's just like how, you know, what we talk about as the rappers who don't want to, you know what I'm saying, tap into what's there. It's like, nah, I'd rather, you know, cater to me because I'm here to do this thing and, you know what I'm saying, I'm supposed to be the star. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's people that be like that. I mean, even, you know what I'm saying, not since I haven't encountered it in a while, but there were times where you be doing shit for free and nigga turn into a whole goddamn Halle Berry on your motherfucking ass, or, you know what I'm saying, Samuel Jackson in the middle of shooting. Like, nigga,
right?
We shooting a little, right. We shooting a little bitty ass web series, nigga. Calm down. You know what I'm saying? But people, you know what I'm saying, they want their chicken wings, you know what I'm saying, up front.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Funny. Knowing that we ain't got the budget because shit, nigga, you wrote the budget. This is your project.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know you ain't have chicken wing goddamn Samuel Jackson money. But, you know, that's just how you want to feel. You know what I'm saying? You got directors that ain't, you know what I mean, that's just getting started, they doing their first little web series and shit, and it becomes, they turn into Martin Scorsese, and it's like, I don't touch audio, I am the director. Like, nigga, it's only me and you, nigga, you gonna have to do something, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, nigga, what is you talking about? So, you know, it's good when you got a talent that knows, that has an audience already, but knows the value of what we're doing. You know what I mean? And that's where we was at. So, you know, we got in, banged it out. Now we in post, about to get real busy with it. So, you know what I'm saying? We knocked that out. So shout out to the team on that. And then a nigga rested. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, you know what, right, what right. Goody Mob say, you know what I'm saying? Grind all day from Monday to Sunday, the seventh day, sleep like mummies, nigga. I slept like a mummy.
That's what it is.
I think that's
you gotta lay it down.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, decompress.
Right, nigga. That's why. Yeah. That's why I thought it was the wrong day. It's the day that I thought it was. Ain't the day that it really is. Cause I probably deleted one of them days in sleep.
Yeah. I think also having the holiday on a Tuesday fuck people up too, because it's a 4 day weekend for some people,
right?
You know what I mean?
Five for the people who got summer Fridays.
Oh yeah, that's a beautiful stretch.
Yeah, that's a little vacation. Nice.
So yeah, you could get disoriented. That's way too much time to, you know, you start to lose your place in the world.
Yeah,
in the week.
And sometimes that's what you need. Shit.
Yeah, be adrift for a second.
I need to lose my place.
Take it easy. Yeah. Do you do anything when you, like, besides, I mean, rest, besides, you know, maybe take a nap or whatever, like, but do you have anything that you like to do when you got downtime? You know, sometimes we get some downtime. It's like, I'm trying to indulge in this. I'm trying to take it easy, and these are some of my creature comforts.
The funny part is I don't really have one, but I'm starting to develop mm-hmm. some. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I think New York don't give you opportunity to do shit that you, you know what I'm saying, itself for survive.
Right, you got
to
steal that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, New York is a rough-ass mm-hmm. place.
Yes.
But now,
I always say it's hardship disguised as lifestyle.
Right. But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, you know what I'm saying? You might get a good block party in on a motherfucking weekend in Brooklyn in the summer. Like, you know, mm-hmm. that's probably the best it's going to get for you. You know what I'm saying? Because the city give you that.
But, yeah. They give you that.
Yeah, we'll give you a little block party if you live in Bed-Stuy right. in Brooklyn, nigga. Harlem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I see Harlem's, they shit's going down this year. Like, New York is looking.
Oh, yeah, they doing.
They looking real good this year.
New York always look good on the screen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's captured well. I'm just be honest with you. Man on the street, though, sometimes there's a lot of shit going on outside the frame that you might not remember. Yeah, man. But, yeah, no. New York look good on Instagram stories. I saw some Harlem shit. I saw that little Harlem Stoop Jubilee. A friend of mine was telling me about it. I think somebody went to it. That shit looked amazing.
Yeah, the Harlem Stoop shit, Tonkin's Ave, they is fully formed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They getting it in out there. But, you know, sometimes you just have to, like, here in the South, you know, they not just giving you shit like that. Like, that's free shit that you walk out your house and it's right there or right around the corner. You can hear it. When you wake up, you hear the music start. You know what I'm saying? This is New York. In Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Block party, uh-huh. if the block party on the next block or, you know what I'm saying, the block behind you. You can start hearing the music in the morning, be like, oh shit, they got their block party this week. I'm going to go fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Atlanta don't just be giving you shit. You got to go somewhere to it. You know what I'm saying? You don't wake up and just hear it unless you live on top of a venue or some shit. Right. You got to go put it together, find something to do. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, I'm not looking for much to do. I'm looking for an experience, you know what I'm saying? So what I've been doing lately is just, you know how, like, sometimes you, like, say you might go upstate on the weekend in New York, and that'd be like your weekend, or Sag Harbor or some shit like that. So I try to imagine myself in Sag Harbor every weekend, you know what I'm saying? Like, what would I be doing if I went to Sag Harbor? You know what I mean? Right. I'm going to go to the store, put something on the grill. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to be feeling good. I just put my mind in a very relaxing, recreational space. And then the stuff starts to come to you. You know what I mean? But it's not something that you just do, you know, unconsciously. You got to consciously do that shit. So even if I go to Starbucks on Saturday morning, I don't really want to go to Starbucks on Saturday morning. I don't really have to go to Starbucks on Saturday morning. But I do it because it's somewhere to go, to get out. You know what I'm saying? Just feel like I'm in Sag Harbor, bitch, and I'm going to wear my motherfucking Birkenstocks, go pick up a coffee. And that little thing sets the tone for the rest of my day. You know what I'm saying? Because then you're just looking for spontaneous stuff to do. And I try to be as spontaneous as possible around the house, around the way, you know what I'm saying? Just in the way of just moving so that I could feel like, okay, I might have Saturday, I might have Sunday, but Saturday and Sunday going to feel like vacation. You know what I mean? And then I go to work Monday, you know what I mean? And it's, it's that summering culture that New York has that it's not, it don't really exist in that manner down here. So, you know what I mean? Like, you could get beat up all fucking week in New York and be like, man, Friday I'm going out to the Hamptons, or I'm going up to the fucking Catskills, and I'm going to fucking chill. And everybody right. understands that shit. Man, you ain't answer my call. Oh, man, I was in the casket. Oh, man, I was in the Hamden.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
So
yeah.
you had to create.
Respect.
Yeah, you had yeah. to create that yeah. self. And it's a certain feeling, and I know that feeling. Like, when you there, it's just mm-hmm. like you feel like you not even in real space. You just, it's going to be fun. That's how I try mm-hmm. to approach the weekends now that it's summer here. You know what I mean? Like, man, I'm new to it, probably like on my third weekend, but it's just like, man, shit, fuck this, man. I'ma just try to feel like I wanna feel. And it don't cost no money right. to feel that way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It don't cost much uh-huh. money. You know what I'm saying? It don't cost nothing. You're gonna cook anyway. Just cook that shit on the grill.
Right.
Or just, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Or just, you know, drink that coffee with the fucking sense of I'm relaxing. You know what I mean?
Right. And indulge.
Yeah. And it makes a difference. You know what I'm saying? You ain't did much different than you normally do, but you come out of it feeling a lot better than you did if you didn't.
Mm-hmm. Now that's true. You know, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you went, you relaxed on the cat.
Oh, no.
I lost you. Nah, it's all good. But I lost you. But one of the things that I'll be doing, because I'm into that shit now. Like, I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday, and I was just like, yeah, like, you got to take your, because you got to make sure that you good. Because everything that this life is going to put you through, you gotta make sure that you good as a vessel, mm-hmm. On whatever level, on everything, you know, and treat yourself, and you know, on every level that you can, mm-hmm. right? So, like, just one thing that I peep, like, you know, I'm trying to curate some certain shit too, like, so I just saw this, I just did it today, and I was like, this is about to be my thing, right? So I'm trying to drink more water, mm-hmm. right? And I drink water, whatever, but recently, because I often make like green drinks, so I buy a bunch of lemons just to juice. But then I started buying like just a couple more. And what I'll do now, and also I've been watching The Bear too, so that might have something to do with my little mise en place type of situation. But I'll take a fucking lemon now, and I'll cut that shit up and into a bunch of little nice little wedges. And I'll put it in like a little, you know, like a little Glad, you know, a little Tupperware looking joint just to keep on deck. And I'm taking my water, and that's regular ass Brita water, but I'm pouring my water in over some nice ice cubes into a fucking folksy ass mason jar. And then I throw some fucking lemon slices in that shit. That shit look like you said, look like a summer day, you know? Burn a candle or something and chill, get a nice little playlist that'll put me in the vibe, and I feel like I got away. I feel like I got away. Like, that shit, it's simple, little simple shit, you know. That's just one thing. But
that's all it is, man.
That's all it is.
As black people, we don't really always have a license to chill, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah,
we chilling, niggas be like, nigga, you slacking, nigga, shit, nigga.
Right.
But how you chilling and you broke, nigga? How you chilling and you owe me some money, nigga? How you know what I'm saying? It's all of these things on it. How you chilling and you got down, you know, ain't where you supposed to be yet. But how you expect to last the journey if you can't chill? You know what I'm saying? If you can't relax and regroup and fucking rejuvenate yourself, sleep some motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying? You can't survive the journey if you don't fucking do the things. You know what I'm saying? I know black people, mm-hmm. we have been, you know what I'm saying? We got to be strong. We had to survive the fucking, you know what I'm saying, Middle Passage, nigga. We had to survive slavery. We had to survive Jim Crow. But goddamn, mm-hmm. nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, we done got past it. We just trying to survive these little stretches of life. And without relaxation, my niggas, we ain't going to get it. So you got to figure out how to relax. And whatever that means to you, you know what I'm saying? Whatever book. I mean, I know, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we got to take a book out of their page, a page out of their book, because they been relaxing shit the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
He was working.
While we was working, they was fucking relaxing, nigga. They know how to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? They masters at that shit. Well, let's go hiking, hunting, kayaking, fucking bikes. They got options, nigga.
Don't tell them they free yet.
Nigga, our options is limited, nigga. You got the club, church, restaurant. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, people have taken to the exercising and the, you know, climbing the mountains and the, you know, running canyons, the sophisticates of us all.
Climbing the mountains.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we out there hiking and doing the things, traveling, you know, passport bros and sisters, you know, they out there doing their things. But on a regular day to day, you ain't even got to get on no plane to fucking find relaxation and recreation in your own city. You know what I'm saying? It's people that, I'm from Miami. It's people that say Miami, they don't even fuck with the beach. They ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They just be head down doing their thing. Like, nigga, go look at this water, man. At some time, you know what I'm saying? At least when I was growing up, was at least on Sundays, you know what I'm saying? They was trying to take you to go see some water or something. You ain't got no fucking swim trunks, cut off corduroys and shit, but shit, you couldn't tell the kids nothing. We in the water. Watch out for the goddamn jellyfish. That was your biggest stress.
Enjoying life.
Yeah,
You got to figure out how to enjoy some of this shit, even when you broke and ain't got it, because it's there for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The sun is free. The grass is free. Somewhere to be, you know what I'm saying? Where you could chill, kick back, nigga, throw a blanket down, nigga, and you know what I'm saying? Talk to your old lady in her ear, some shit, and make a fucking what you call that goddamn wine shit with the Sprite?
Oh, a Tinto de Verano.
Yeah, make a there fucking Tinto de Verano on a fucking carp on the fucking blanket in the grass out somewhere in the shade. With your shoes off, nigga, you gotta let your toes hit the grass sometimes, man. That's you ground yourself.
Yeah. There it is. Nice. Be nice.
Shit.
That's nice.
Man, I'm on that. Cause
absolutely.
You know, you never know when you got to check out this motherfucker, man. And
cause then that's when you're gonna wish you did all that other shit.
You
realize that shit you was doing. Yeah.
My toes ain't got no sunshine in 10 years, nigga, and I got to go now. Nah, man. Fuck that.
I saw a meme, and I don't think I'm fucking it up, but I thought it was ill to say. They was like, at your funeral or when you die, the only person that'll probably talk about how much you worked will be your kids. Which is crazy. Because it sounds like you wasn't around as much for them. Your ass was at work. Whereas you was busting your ass to do whatever you could do for this job. And at the end of it all, they're going to just find somebody to replace you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I don't make it sound so morbid or whatever, but it was just an interesting way of looking at it. But, I was like, damn.
But even that, right? If you even took just that statement. That's assuming that you had
you wasn't there for your kids.
No, that your ass ain't gonna live long enough to be able to spend some relaxing time with your family. You 89 and you died, nigga ain't talking about what you worked on ever. You know what I'm saying? That shit is so long in the past. They're like, nah, that nigga was cool, motherfucker, man. He always kept his yard clean, man. That nigga was cool. Went to church, blah, blah, whatever. But if you die at 48, all they got to talk about is your work. You know what I'm saying? That's the part where they assume that you ain't even going to make it past your work. You're going to die before you get to retire and chill. But that's
why you got to do some of that shit now.
Yeah, man, but you got to do it now. You got to do it now.
Quiet.
You got to do it now. You had to do it then. You had to do it until you can't no more. So wherever you at with it, start, man. Start. Because...
Do that shit right now.
And this ain't even like, no, I ain't even trying to tell you to go invest in some stocks and you know what I'm saying, start an LLC or some shit that you know. I'm just saying, nigga, the sun is out there shining today, man. Go enjoy a little bit of it. You know what I'm saying?
Go get you a bottle of wine.
Nigga, you done spent all this, you paying a mortgage. Like, you pay a mortgage, right?
Right.
and you be so focused on just paying that bitch that you don't even go in the backyard. Like, your backyard could be all of the things. You could make all of the shit out of your own little backyard. You put your little grill over there. You got your water hose. That could be sprinkle of fun, slip and slide. You could put a little blow-up pool. You know what I'm saying? You could do anything with a little plot of land. You could grow a garden. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Do a lot of things.
Like, it's your plot of land. But most people don't even look at that shit like, nigga, I'm trying so hard to pay for this shit. I can't even enjoy it. This is shit. The house to a lot of people, I know a house to me, was four walls and a roof, man. Somewhere to sleep after I finished working. You know what I'm saying? Until I started fucking working around some relaxing ass white folks that was like, nah, the motherfucker summer house got a name. The barn got a fucking name. The shit got its own personality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You be like, what?
Right.
And you, I'm going to pay you to come out here and document this motherfucker so in history they'll know. You be like, God damn. To me, that shit is four walls and a roof. I've been tripping. My perspective is
open your aperture.
It's just a survivalist perspective. When life has so much to give, just if you just try, you ain't gotta have no whole bunch of shit. If you just try to have fun, you could have fun. Just like when you was a kid, nigga. When we was a kid, any motherfucking plot of grass that had about 5 yards, nigga, became a football field. You know what I'm saying? Throw up tackle something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You see grass, all you see is freedom and fun.
Yeah.
Now you see grass. It's
an opportunity.
You see grass and just drive by that shit, nigga. If I had my mentality I had as a kid, as a grown person, I'd see a fucking plot of grass, pull over, pull out my blanket and fucking chill, nigga. Pull out a fucking football and play fucking catch. Throw a frisbee or some shit. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Go buy a boomerang. Some shit like that. But we ain't, our mind sometimes ain't on that shit. So we just be working and fucking sleeping and working and eating and drinking and sleeping and working. But you could do all that shit. You could be working, drinking, chilling, and fucking just relaxing. All at the same time.
Right, yeah. Just diversify your portfolio.
Bird up.
You know? Yeah, man. Shit. I think we could transform and roll out off that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, you know, it's a holiday week.
Word
you know
up.
What I'm saying? And shit.
Get back to it.
We're going to take some of this shit. Yeah. Y'all back to it. But, you know, we're in the midst of it right this second while we record it.
Exactly.
So we're going to take some of that advice and we're going to take it easy. But, you know, as always, it's amazing that y'all tuned in, that y'all listening, you know, that you're here in the conversation. So tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.